This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy just can't bring himself to support those who fight so hard for freedom in Angola. But by doing that, he torpedoes any hope for democracy there. We'll face off in a moment. Ted, you and I have talked many times about the civil war in Angola, and each time you bristle and oppose any U.S. efforts to assist Jonas Savimbi and the hardy people he represents. Yet Savimbi's opposition is propped up by 60,000 thugs consisting of Cuban troops and Soviet bloc advisors. I hardly think that Fidel Castro and his band of brigands support democracy. South Africa, who always fights against Castro and the commies in Angola, is now withdrawing from that country. That was one good faith effort, one answered only by meat-fisted Cuban occupation. Civil war will continue on in that beleaguered and occupied country until there is honest commitment to reconciliation and free elections. What in the world do you have against that, Ted?
Al, wake up. Wake up. You're playing Rip Van Winkle again on Angola. Big developments are taking place in that part of the world, and I don't mind giving the administration credit, with a little assist from General Secretary Gorbachev and the Soviet Union. It's one of the welcome side benefits of the U.S.-Soviet summit and the INF Treaty. We're making progress in arms control and on regional conflicts, too, including Southern Africa. For years, the administration has mediated marathon negotiations to get Cuba out of Angola and South Africa out of Namibia. Now, in the final months of the administration, the effort has been paying off and an agreement is close. With the success of these talks, Al, it makes less sense than ever for the United States to intervene in Angola's civil war. Jonas Savimbi is no freedom fighter, Al. He's a terrorist. He's also a puppet of the racists in South Africa, and he doesn't deserve a dime of U.S. aid. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next. A nuclear weapons test. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.